Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talk nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
Homes. Facilities of some sort, yeah. But you know, it's too much like right, and our politicians don't get paid to do that, so
no, they don't actually listen to us.
Why would they do that?
Seriously.
I mean, you know, they're so well versed to be assholes. That's good. Sorry, producer's telling me to do things here, so I better like.
I mean, when the producer talks, you got to listen.
You know? But when he's your husband, it's kind of like, do I? No, I'm kidding. Right there, man.
I was going to say, the only time a dom will listen to a sub is if they're the producer.
Yeah. So.
Back.
Funny story. Last night, I was like, we're equal. We are in the same playing field. And he's like, I don't think you understand what a dom sub relationship is. Like, that's the exact opposite of that. I mean, I was being silly, but you know.
Yeah.
So yes, we've started recording a little bit here, but
I saw.
What I'll do is I will do my introduction. I will read my quote, and then we'll go ahead and introduce you. Now, how would you like on this podcast? Do you want the same, the same designation, the same everything? Just okay.
Yep.
So, I am probably just going to do a little bit of. If you guys will listen to Soulmates, you missed out some great content, but now we're inviting him back to share here. And I have AKAs, which is a new thing as well. So, I will start off by saying this is the Mary Jane Maven, AKA whatever comes to this mind. And then I'll introduce you and I'll ask, what is your AKA if you have to designate yourself as one? So you want to get off? Want me to get started, babe? Gotta get a clean sheet. I still think we need, what is that called? I forget that.
A clapper.
Yes. I still want to get one of those so bad. And he looks at me like, who do you think you are? I want that. I want a like on air sign. I want, you know, no deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody. I keep bringing more cameras. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a minute. I know you've missed me. I've missed all of you. You know who this is. It's your girl, the Mary Jane Maven, for the 2023, AKA Your Highness, AKA Elevation on 100, AKA Female Smokey, AKA Educatress. That's not what I was going to say. So, look. We'll stop the AKs there. And you know who is here with me? My Ace Boon Coon, my baby, my side. I am his rib. If you guys really believe in all that. Hubby.
But I am the one.
I wish you guys could see. He doesn't even have to say anything. He just presses a button. And that's serious. So, hello, the one. Mondo, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel great being back doing our creating and sharing the content, sharing my crazy opinion on things. Crazy, but right, usually. Just to let you guys know, it was a bit of a break. I'm going to be completely honest and vulnerable for a brief second. I just was not feeling creating content for this podcast. I felt like a block. And that's because I'm going through an evolution or a journey as far as my career and what I'm doing within cannabis. I am going to stop this year, specifically making other people, I don't want to say rich because they're not doing too good of a job right now, but making other people successful and doing what I know that I can do. So I've come this far in my journey where I've set goals to myself and I've reached them. And me being an Aries and me being me, sometimes you have to tell those old habits, get away. But it was just, it was mind fucking me. Let's just say it was really just getting all up in here and it was just making everything discombobulated. And like I said, just a complete block on my creativity. I did still during that time record our other podcast. I will say talking about sex and things like that is a little bit easier than wanting to get into education and really talking about cannabis and the wellness lifestyle. However, I had to have a come to Jesus talk with myself. I was like, bitch, get your shit up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop blocking what you know your purpose is and your passion. And once I had a little talk with myself, everything just kind of became clear. So what you can always learn, what I hope you take away from, you know, these episodes is learn from my stumbles, learn from my mistakes. You may be feeling the same way and not even able to identify it. So use an example. And when I reach out and I talk to you guys and I share times like this and vulnerable moments and maybe take a little bit of self-reflection, smoke, get in that mindset, write things down. Things become really clear when you write things down. Like you may not even realize that you're feeling that way, but subconsciously you'll write something down and all of a sudden it's like a light bulb goes off. So take that time to do so. Pretty soon you're going to be able to do that. And the Mary Jane Maven journals, and a couple of other things that are coming out as well. I think it's really good for people to learn about how cannabis works best for them by once again, keeping journals. So I'm going to have a couple of things that help with that, help out with creativity. I also wanted to say that once I got out of my little slump and little feeling sorry for myself, my LLC is now created. Shout out to Zen Business. My husband and I have completed our media company and the LLC formation there. So Lord and Lady, or LM and LS Media. So you guys will soon be seeing a channel for that. Instagram's coming up, and that's going to actually have all of our content from all of the podcasts that I host. As well as what hubby and I are doing is trying to create this, you know, this conglomerate. Definitely be able to build some generational wealth and then wealth on our own terms and then just doing what we love. So hubby's podcast about 2A rights and being a gun tuber, that will be part of the network. My son, his anime podcast is going to be part of it, as well as my Don't Talk, Just Listen, as well as our Soulmates and Swingers, as well as a React podcast that I'm doing with family right now, our cousin of ours. That's going to be coming out very soon. And then, of course, Menage with the Mary Jane Maven is just going to be another place under Lord, or I keep saying Lord Mondo and Lady Sativa Media, but for short, LM and LS Media. So that's what I've been busy doing. But I'm so happy to be back and sharing with you guys. I have some really, really exciting things, you know, coming in the pipeline. We have some return guests, some of the favorites that are coming back. Big Kurt's coming up. We're going to be talking about some of the favorite brands and weed strains that are out there. Even though California and Washington are super close, the brands are so different. A lot more, I feel like, celebrity brands are present there, but we'll talk about that on that episode. But before we get started, I do want to, of course, you know, I love my quotes. That helps you guys to get in the mindset and to know what this episode is going to be about. So everything that I do is about elevating your lifestyle, educating yourself, educating your wellness, and really helping you to create and cultivate the life that you see fit and the quality of life that you see fit. Tonight's special guest co-host was and is one of the favorite guest co-hosts that we've had on our podcast, Soulmates and Swingers. His name is Wesley. He's going to be coming in one moment here. But before I bring him in, let me go ahead and let you guys know about the quote. And then you know what that is a cue for. We go sesh. We go spark and salutations. But this is super important. I think that everybody needs to kind of take stock at the beginning of the year, new moon, whatever, whatever you feel like you need this kind of cleansing or you need this reset. You want to make choices for yourself that keep you closer to a peaceful state of mind. Put distance between yourself and unsettling situations and people. So you are going to, just like we recently, I was telling my 14-year-old, you teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to respect you. And sometimes you got to get, you know, he's a very, 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 very innocent and pure and good soul. And I think that sometimes between his father and I, and we tell him, don't stand up for anybody's shit, push back. He's like, well, isn't there another way to deal with that? Yes, there is. But sometimes, like I said, you have to let people know, fuck around and find out. You want to fuck around? Then you go find out. And that's, you know, that's pretty much what that quote and what the antithesis and the, I don't want to be superfluous, which we'll talk about that in one moment. That is an awesome word. I know. You guys are like, she's spitting bars right now. What is that? But you don't want to let anybody have control over your happiness and who you are. Cannabis can definitely help with that. But we're going to jump into that in just a moment here. Let me stop blabbing. You guys can tell that I've missed you. But let me introduce you to our very, very, very special guest co-host. This gentleman, I mean, just the power and the good energy and the vibes and everything that we felt when we first had him on our podcast, our couples podcast, it was overpowering. I want to say it was just overflowing, and we ended up having a really good, what, 2 hour, 2.5 hour conversation. And I've never sent a link to somebody to be like, now you got to be on my other podcast as quickly as I did. So I want to introduce you to somebody who, in my eyes, has a lot of knowledge and a very succinct way, but non-intimidating way of sharing just a different way to think and educating you about what he knows very well and what message can be shared. So everybody listen up. All right, because I would like to introduce you to, and he's going to come up with an AKA. An AKA, it's coming very quickly. But please welcome Wesley Toma.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations on the LLC and getting all that done.
Thank you.
But when, with all those podcasts, when do you sleep?
You know, hubby, being that he's a teacher, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, okay, you got to be up at 6:30. So we got to get some sleep. So we, you know, there's some times when we're like, this is day three. We have not seen the inside of our eyelids. And then we push and we get a lot of content created during that time. But it's when you love what you do, it does not seem like work, and it does not seem like a, you know, an obligation. So,
and when you're trying to run your own business, there is no day off.
You know,
you got to do what it takes to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because one day I'm going to get there when I can, you know, be on my yacht and just texting and being like, get this shit done. No, I'm so type A personality. I probably wouldn't even allow that to happen. But yes. So why don't you share with my listeners, what's your AKA?
So I think my AKA is going to go with what my general theme of my domness is these days. And that's, so I guess I'm going to go with my UK as being daddy.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So don't get confused, because sometimes I slip up and I call him daddy. So, you know, both of you guys will start talking. That'll make a very interesting episode. People will be like, did you hear? No. So tell people a little bit about yourself in case they have not listened to Soulmate and Swingers. Tell them just a little bit about who you are. You know, I don't want you to say, I usually say you were born and today you're here. Fill in the middle. I think I said that on another episode. But just give people kind of overall, you know, elevator pitch as to what your specialty is and what we're going to be adding to the conversation today.
Sure. Well, I was born at a very young age. it's a joke. I'm a relationship and intimacy coach. I focus mostly on the LGBTQIA+ and kink communities. I try my best to normalize sex and sex talk and the kink community, try to normalize that as well, and kind of make the faux pas less scary to people and more every day. Yeah. Because
less
it really
of a
is.
Faux pas.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
Less of a taboo.
Yeah.
We are all, you know, biological sexual beings. Like, we all, no matter what, have the same desires and like same physiological needs and wants and things that I don't want to make a sex sound mechanical or routine, but that is kind of like we're all supposed to do the same thing. Get some relief, get some pleasure. So cannabis is great for that. There was a great post, and I want to shout out High Society Mama, I'm pretty sure is her name on Instagram, but she just did this awesome reel. And she was, when I first looked at it, I was like, is she having sex on Instagram? Because all you saw was just, she had on a silk robe. It was kind of open, but you could tell it was the movement. You know, the movement was going on there. And all of a sudden, it was just all these thoughts that were popping up in her head. And it was like, women that do not use cannabis before a sexy time. And it was, who can say when a love goes? That song?
Oh, yeah. Was it Enya?
There you go. I was going to say Enya too. So that was playing while all the thoughts were popping up. Yeah. I'll be sitting here looking like I have no idea. And then the next one, it was get loose with it. Like what Short said, let Bruce hit it. So it was a remix of that song. But then she was on top. She was, her hair was going. She was in her goddess mood. And I loved it so much because that is what cannabis can do as far as intimacy. So we'll definitely get into that. But before, you guys know that we cannot truly, it is not an episode if we don't do our spark and salutations. So get your sativa, get your indica, get your roll, get your cone, whatever it is, get your drink, get your dab. Let's get elevated and get into this. So tonight I am going to be getting medicated and elevated on this brand. It's called Delighted. I don't know if you have it. If you do not, please go to your local storefront and request it. A siggity sap. I am telling you, this shit is ridiculous. So I got a very nice quarter, shout out to Connected in Sacramento, of their black powder, which I love because, you know, I'm into guns and I kind of remind, even though we don't have like a black powder type gun.
Not at all.
I don't know. It just reminded me of that. I love this brand because it tells you the total amount of cannabinoids. It tells you the percentage of terps. It tells you the percentage of THCA. It really breaks it down. CBG and CBGA. Damn, I didn't even notice this. I was just working and this bag was going quickly and all I knew was like, put this bag aside for me. So happy that I did. But this black powder, it's about, 40%, 43% with all the cannabinoids. So that includes THC, CBG, everything that I just mentioned. And this shit is fire, okay? So shout out to Delighted. I don't know what you guys are doing. Please keep doing it, all right? So new brand alert. That's what we're going to be smoking on this evening. And I want to say this is a hybrid. I want to say it might be indica. And that lets you guys know I'm not an indica girl, but that's how much my mouth was watering standing there listening to, shout out to Jesse, who I think is probably the best bartender at Connected. Like I said, if I had my tax return, I probably would have bought their entire stock. That's how good it was. So shout out to that. Now, Wesley, remind me from our last conversation, you're not somebody who medicates, but you understand and you have you before?
Yeah. I don't do it myself. Mainly the main reason is, about 5 years ago, I actually had bariatric sleeve surgery. So I had my stomach stapled. Mm-hmm. And one of the potential side effects is for some reason it stops affecting you. And wow. I've tried edibles. I've tried tinctures. I've tried dabs. I've tried the plant. I've tried everything.
Damn.
And like it barely hits me.
Wow. So
it's like, why waste the money if I'm not going to have the fun?
True. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to send you one of my topicals. It's great for pain. I can tell you, I had a very first pain client, which drives hubby crazy, but I've been like, I feel like it's good. You know, it'll come back to me 100-fold. But I just saw her today and she was like, this is like a miracle. Like, I don't know what you do. She's like, she just had a really bad car accident. And she's like, I rub it in and immediately I feel the relief. Nice. So I will send that to you. And I was going to say, when we first got on camera, you looked like you lost some weight.
I have a little bit. Yes. I've been trying to bring it down. So thank you.
It's hard. Let me see. You've lost, I picked it up. I was like, oh, as I drink another IPA right here and I curse them, but yes, it's got IPA. So you know what? Voodoo Ranger. I know I'm not really supposed to advertise, but you guys should really, really get me on because I buy them all from the 7-Eleven. in your field and what you do, your specialty, do you have or do you see a lot of people that use cannabis, you know, to get into their scenes or just to socialize? Are you seeing it more often now?
I think it's more often these days than it was in, you know, years past. I think for me, it seems to depend, you know, because a lot of the people I talk to are kinksters and they do scene. Mm-hmm. I think, and one thing that I try to promote is, you know, I'm very, very plant positive. I have no problem with it. I have one of my partners smokes like it's his job.
I like it.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But I tell people, like, if you're scening with someone new, someone you don't know, maybe it's a good idea not to be high, because you need to learn each other. You need to explore each other. You need to understand how your bodies interact and work. And, you know, the cannabis can kind of get in the way of that. You may not realize something is hurting when it is hurting, or you're uncomfortable when you don't realize, you know. Now, once you're in a stable thing and you know they're like the back of your hands, fuck, get high, man.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Right?
Party up.
We're all part of the same universe, and like the powers of the plant is, it's showing its ass another way to say it. Like, really, I mean, between mushrooms, you know, today I was at a storefront and they have a great combination of a capsule that is lion's mane, which, if you guys don't know, that's a part of the strain of mushrooms to make it, break it all down and make it simple. And then they have a really good formulation of THC in it. So you're getting the wellness of both. And what's really interesting to me is they were able to make a formula where you need to go to sleep. They have that one. But if you need one every day to take like a vitamin or a supplement, they have that as well for clarity. Now, it was a little out of my price range. I refuse to pay some of these prices in the storefronts. But I thought it was really empowering. And just the way to be like, had to stand there for a second, like, are we really in this world right now where it's like it's becoming more and more acceptable, as it should, to use what grows from the earth? Like, I'm sure the earth has been like, what the fuck are you guys doing for years now? Like, the answers are right here, you know? So, but I can get on a soapbox about that. So before we go too far, good old delighted. Thank you, Black Powder. I do like to talk about music and Mary Jane. So before we get too deeply into what I want to talk about as far as making sure that you manifest and you cultivate and create your own, your quality of life. So music, Mary Jane, you guys know I've talked about it before. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen a couple posts that I've done. Music, Mary Jane, to me, they go hand in hand. So you guys know I love Mary Jane. And music is my boyfriend. I've said that forever. Like, my side piece, my love, I could write a complete love letter to music. And so I love to be able to share the songs that you're into, or your favorite song, or that song that, like yesterday, the song that I'm going to share, I played it on repeat 9 times coming back to Sacramento from about 30 minutes away. And just every time I hear it, it takes me back to college. It takes me back to a certain time, or we're partying in Vegas, not sober at all, but it's just really good times. And I realized that it's even more enhanced, of course, when I've medicated. So that song for me, guys, is Groove Jet, and it's called If This Ain't Love. If you guys don't know it, please right now go add it to whatever playlist you have. It's a great song. If you like dance kind of EDM music, it's not too heavy in the EDM, but it's a little more dance music, then you'll love it. So that's my song that I'm obsessed with right now. That and Breaking the Girl by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Came into my head the other day, and I've been playing it for a couple of days too. But there's an actual scientific reason why music seems so good, or a song seems so good when you're elevated. And it's actually because cannabis helps to, and I'm not a scientist by any means, but cannabis helps to enhance your auditory skills or senses. So you actually hear the music like you're in it. It's like very stereo surround sound. That's why sometimes you feel like, I know I put on Lil Wayne or Drake or something like that, and I'm like, I hear you. I got it. Never done half the things that they're talking about. But for some reason, what they're saying, it just really speaks to me. So what do you have a song that speaks to you like that?
Yes, I have two right now. I have an artist and then a song from a different artist. So, and I'm going to date myself, but whenever I listen to Nirvana, it brings me back to when I was in high school, because that's when Nirvana was popular, was when I was in high school in the 90s.
Yes.
So, and I was a grunge kid. I love the grunge music. I was in the grunge scene, and you know, they were kings. So anytime, specifically the Unplugged album that they did for MTV.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
I'm going to send you a link. There's a channel that I watch on YouTube called Weird History. And today they did, 2 days ago, they did 1991 was the year that changed rock. And they did, a huge part of it was Nirvana. But then they did a behind the scenes of the Unplugged, the MTV. Yes. So you will love it. So I have to send it to you.
Absolutely. And this, the song. That. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. But the song I'm listening to is actually more of a current one, which anytime it comes on the radio or anytime I hear it on Spotify, I just have to sing as loud and as bad as I can. And that's Sam Smith's Unholy.
Ah, that's a good one. How can you not sing along with Sam Smith? And first of all, where did you come from all of a sudden? And that voice. Yeah.
You're talking about Where'd You Come From? Where'd You Go?
No, Cotton Eye Joe. I do love that song, though. I do love that.
It is fun.
He gets so mad at me. I'm like, it is such a good song.
You know, it's one of the
so many different
classics
things.
At weddings. It's so good. Yeah.
But we grew up at the same time. So Nirvana came out when I was well, the first album that didn't do as good commercially, Bleach, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a little bit about it, but my very first intro was into hard rock was Faith No More. I remember I was 12 years old, was in Jamaica, and I met this girl who was from the East Coast. She was like 16. She's like, "You never heard of Faith No More?" And I was like, "No." And she played it for me. And that was my life for like a year. Then I got into Metallica. Nothing Else Matters still just gives me chills. But I do love Nirvana. And one of my happiest moments as a mom is that my kids love Nirvana, know the words when I play them, and it could be songs that are just not out there. Like first of all, goddamn TikTok, it takes all of our songs and snippets, and these kids nowadays think they're brand new. And I'm like, that is not. It's not new at all.
I did not know that Nothing Else Matters was Metallica.
Really? I thought you knew that. You listen to it with me.
Yes.
See, I can count on him to like Weezer, Kings of Leon. Like that was, oh God, I wish they would get their shit together and just put out an album like they, gosh, that like, I miss them so much.